With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With President-elect Trump due to take office next week, the Senate schedule is packed with confirmation hearings for his cabinet nominees. Attorney General pick Pam Bondi is before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. Also today, hearings for nominees Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary and Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Other nominees have hearings today as well. Another round of dangerous fire weather today for Southern California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California.
We're still looking at critical fire weather conditions.
The wildfire is killing more than two dozen and destroying thousands of homes and buildings.
We're going to have some better conditions for late weekend.
Winds are forecast to switch between Thursday and Friday, blowing from the coast to the desert, bringing more moisture, but presenting challenges on top of what already exists given the topography. Officials warning residents to be ready in case of additional evacuations. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden has lifted Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk accusing Russia of plotting acts of sabotage worldwide, including acts of terror against airlines. Consumer prices rose close to 3% last month from a year earlier, that according to the Labor Department. And on Wall Street, stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 625 points. SRN News. An analysis of the new Congress brings some bad news.
The number of Catholics in the legislature is near an all-time high, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will help the pro-life effort while in office. In fact, the National Right to Life Congressional Scorecard indicates that while 54 Catholic members of the House are pro-life, another 70 are pro-abortion. In the Senate, there are 14 pro-abortion Catholics to just 8 pro-life ones. This despite the fact that being pro-life is a key requirement of the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia has a new governor. Republican Patrick Morrissey was sworn in Monday, vowing to keep the state conservative. He had been the state attorney general since 2013, where he made a dogged defense of pro-life laws, school voucher programs, and efforts to keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in the public schools. Morrissey says he plans to eliminate all vestiges of the liberal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. Hamas has reportedly accepted a draft agreement for a Gaza ceasefire and the release of dozens of hostages and a number of Palestinian prisoners. So Media Line's Michael Friedson.
466 days into the war between Israel and Hamas, observers from the U.S. to the Middle East are expecting imminent word of a ceasefire. Not yet known are the details, including the proposed reparation of some 100 Israeli and American hostages the terrorist organization holds, the release of perhaps 1,000 Palestinians detained by Israel, some for years and many guilty of heinous acts against civilians, is expected to be key to any agreement. Anticipation was spurred on by President Biden's comment on Monday that a deal was almost in place, and by President Trump's admonition that all hell will break loose if there's no deal by Inauguration Day. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.